السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson. So continuing from Surah Al-An'am. And then inshallah, our lesson today is going to be from ayah number 32 to ayah number 36. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses and then move on to our analysis of the tajweed. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans, inshallah, we will begin our recitation from the beginning of ayah number 32. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون قد نعلم إنه ليحزنك الذي يقولون فإنهم لا يكذبونك ولكن الظالمين بآيات الله يجهدون ولقد كذبت رسل من قبلك فصبروا على ما كذبوا وأوذوا حتى أتاهم نصرنا ولا مبدل لكلمات الله ولقد جاءك من نبأ المرسلين وإن كان كبر عليك إعراضهم فإن استطعت أن تبتغي نفقا في الأرض أو سلما في السماء فتأتيهم بآية ولو شاء الله لجمعهم على الهدى فلا تكونن من الجاهلين إنما يستجيب الذين يسمعون والموتى يبعثهم الله ثم إليه يرجعون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 32 to ayah number 36. Now let's go ahead and go back and look at the analysis of these ayat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the beginning of ayah number 32, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. So here we start off with Wamal. Lam here is going to be a letter of Tawassut. It is part of Lin Umar. There is a sukun on the Lam. So we are going to make sure that we rest on this for just a second. Wamal Hayatu. Here this is going to be a two count med. So you can put a little two underneath as a reminder that you are going to pull this for two counts. Hayatu Dunya. Dal here has a shadda, so we are going to connect the previous letter to this dal. And then we have a nun sakin. So here this is going to be an idhar. And because nun is a letter of Lin Umar, again there is going to be tawassut here. Normally when we see that there is a nun sakin followed by the letter ya, there would be idgham. But because the nun sakin is found within one word, this is going to be the exception. So this is going to be idhar mutlaq. So here this means that that nun sound is going to be pronounced clearly. There is no idgham within the middle of a word. So when you see that there is nun sakin, you will not be applying any of the rules of nun sakin or tanween. Instead, you will just apply an idhar here. So it is not going to be idgham. because it is found within that same word. But because we are pronouncing that nun clearly, then you do want to make sure you do give it extra tawassut. So just rest on this letter for a little bit. Make sure that you are truly pronouncing this letter nun. And then here in ad-dunya, this is going to be a four count med. You can put a little four underneath. We see that the letter after is a hamza, and this is in a separate word. So this is going to be med ja'iz munfasil. We see the med and the hamza are not within that same word. So this is a ja'iz, an allowed med, and this is going to be disconnected, and we are going to read this for four counts. Illa la'ibun walah. La'ib, lam, and then here ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. La'ib. Make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that strangulation sound. You can push down very lightly against the middle of your throat if you are having trouble with this sound. But make sure that you do give it some proper strain, some proper sound of constriction coming from the middle of the throat. And then la'ibun wa, this is going to be an idgham. We see that there is that tanween of dhamma, and then following that we have the letter waw, which is one of the letters of idgham. The letters of idgham are yanmu, these are the letters with ghunna, and then we have yarmalun, lam, and ra are going to be letters that do not have ghunna. So this is going to be idgham. We are going to merge this noon sound within the waw. And then here la'ibun walahu, we see that there is the ha with a sukun, and then waw here also has a tanween. But because I have stopped here, I am going to put a sukun on the waw, and we are going to make sure that we are not dropping this waw. So because there are two letters with sukun, we have to make sure that we give each of them the proper sifat and the proper time that is needed in order to enunciate this letter. So we have walahun. Because I have stopped, now waw is going to have sukun, I will say walahu. So I say lahu. So kind of move on to the waw, and you can kind of merge all of these together. Walahu. And then make sure that you are rounding your lips for the waw. We learned that the proper pronunciation for waw and dhamma is that the lips need to be rounded. So here I am going to make sure that I am rounding the lips. If you are continuing the recitation and you are not stopping here, then you can read this as a tanween and then merge this into the next letter, which is a letter of idgham. We have waw again. So then you will say walahwum. So here you will merge them together. So depending if you are stopping or not, either you will give it sukun or you will merge them together. And then the next word, waladdaru, here dal has a shadda, so we are going to drop that second lam. We are not going to pronounce, and then instead we will move straight onto the dal. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma, and then we are going to give a lam a sukun. Waladdarul, lam has a tawassut here as well, so we are going to rest on this letter. Akhira, this is going to be a two-count med. It is med badil because we see the hamza is coming before the alif med. Darul akhiratu. And then kha is a permanently heavy letter. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. So you can put a little h under both as a reminder. Khayrul lilladhina. Khayr, kha again is going to be heavy. You can put a little h. Ra is going to be heavy as well because it has a dhamma. And then we are going to merge these two together. This is lam and ra, which are the letters of idgham without ghunna, meaning that you are going to merge them together, but you are not going to bring any noon sound into this. You are not going to bring it up into the nose. So you will not say any of that noon sound. Just say khayrul lil. Khayrul lil. So just merge these together and go on straight to the lam. Lilladhina, the, this is going to be a two count med. Yattaqoon, qaf is going to be heavy. Now if you are stopping here, you can make this a two or a four or six count med because it is mada'alid lis sukun. I do normally four counts. If you are continuing, you can recite this as a normal one count haraka. Yattaquna afala. So if you are continuing, you don't have to do that med. But if you are stopping, you can do either a two, four, or six count med. Totally up to you. Afala, this is going to be a two count med. Ta'qilun, ayn is going to have tawassut. It is going to have a little bit of that continuation of the sound. And because the sound is coming from the middle of the throat, you are feeling a bit of constriction. You are going to continue on with that sound of constriction, that kind of sound of strangulation for a little bit longer. Ta'qilun, and allow that to kind of roll around in the middle of your throat. And then qaf here is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy letter. And then we end here on mada'arid lis sukun, either 2, 4, or 6 counts. Normally I do 4 counts. So just make sure whatever it is that you are doing, if you are doing 2 or 4 or 6, whatever you are doing, just make sure that you are staying consistent with it all throughout your recitation. Then ayah number 33, qad qaf is going to be heavy. Dal is a letter of qalqala, so there is going to be a bit of bounce here. Qad na'alamu ayn again is going to have to wasot, roll it around in the throat a little bit. Innahu noon is going to have a shadda, meaning that there is going to be extra ghunna here. Spend a little bit of time and allow it to truly go up into your nose. Innahu hu, this is going to be a 2-count med. La yahzunuka. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and you are going to feel a bit of warm air. This is from the middle of the throat, not close to the chest. This is from the middle. So that air will be a little bit warm, and you will feel a little bit of constriction from the middle of your throat. La yahzunuka alladhi. Lab has shadda, so we are going to connect both of these. The, this is going to be a 2-count med. Yaqulun, yaqu. Qaf is heavy and this is a 2-count med. Loon, this is going to be a 2-count med or a 4-count med or 6-count med. Mada'alid lissukun, up to you. Since I have decided to do 4 counts, I will make this 4 counts as well because I am stopping. If you are not stopping, you will recite this as a normal 1 haraka noon fatha. Yaquluna fa'innahum, this is going to be ghunna here on the noon. Mim is going to have a tawassut. La yukadhibunak. La, this is going to be a 2-count med. Yukadhibunaka. Bu is a 2-count med. Walakinna. La, this is going to be a 2-count med. Kinna dhalimina. Noon here has a shadda, so we are going to spend a little bit of time and give it some ghunna. Walakinna. Again, make sure that there is spending a bit of time and that it is going up into the nose. Al-Valimina, Va is going to be heavy. This is a permanently heavy sound, and this is also a 2-count med. Valimi, 2-count med. Nabi'ayatillah, bi'a, this is a 2-count med badal. We see the hamza is coming before the alif. This is 2 counts. Ya, this is again a 2-count med. Ayatillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has gasra. Yajahadun, jim is a letter of qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, so we are going to give it a bit of bounce when we say this letter. And then ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end on a 4-count med. Walaqad, qaf is going to be heavy. Dal is a letter of qalqala, qutub jad, so we are going to give it a bit of bounce. Kudhibat. And then here, ta is going to have hams, so make sure that you give it a little bit of air after you stop here on the sukun. Kudhibat. So you hear some of that air is still coming out. If you do not give it proper hams, then it is possible that you drop the sound. Kudhibat. Now you don't hear that ta at all, so do make sure that you give it that hams. Kudhibat. Rusulun, ra is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Rusulum min, this is going to be idgham. It is part of yanmu, meaning idgham with ghunna. So we are going to merge these together. Min qabilik, this is going to be ikhfa, and because qaf is a heavy sound, the ikhfa will be heavy as well. Qabilik, qaf is heavy, ba has qalqala. Qabalika fasabaru, sad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma, and this is going to be a 2-count med. Fasabaru. Ala, rain from the middle of the throat. La is a 2-count med. Ma, 2-count med. Kudhibu, 2-count med. Wa'u, 2-count. Dhu, 2-count. So all of these are 2-count med. Make sure that you put a little 2 underneath as a reminder. Hatta, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And this is going to be a 4-count med. We see that the med sign and the hamza are in 2 separate words. So this is going to be med jaiz munfasil. This is a 4-count med. Atahum, ta is a 2-count med. Mim has sukun, so give it tawassut. Rest on this for a little bit. Nasruna, sad is going to be heavy, and it also will have safir, meaning that it has a little bit of that whistling sound. Nasruna, so just rest on this and allow it to have that safir. Ra in this case is going to be heavy, and then na is a 2-count med. Wala, this is again a 2-count med. Mubaddila li kalimatillah. Ma, this is a 2-count med. Bi kalimatillah, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. And then ha, if you are stopping here, is going to have hams, meaning that you are going to give it a little bit of air. Make sure that you do give this proper air, otherwise it is possible that you will not be able to hear that ha. So if I do not give it air, it will sound like li kalimatillah. I don't hear that ha, so make sure you give it hams. Li kalimatillah. Give it some air, and this is going to come from the chest. It's going to have a bit of that sighing sound. ولقد قاف is heavy. Dal is a letter of qalqala. It has that bounce. Ja'aka, this is a four count mad, and this is going to be mad wajib muttasil because the hamza and the mad are within that same word. Min naba'il mursaleen. And then here, hamza, we are going to go straight on to the lam. In al-mursaleen, ra is going to be heavy. And then here we end on a four count mad'arid lissukun. Make sure you give noon that proper tawassut. Wa in kana, this is going to be ikhfa. So merge these or hide these together. Wa in kana into the makhraj of the kaf. Gad, this is a two count mad. Gabura, ra here is going to be heavy. Alayka, this is madlin. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. I'raduhum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. Dad is going to be heavy. And then mim has the wasut. Fa'inis, sin is going to have safir. Fa'inis, ta'ta. Ta is going to be heavy. Ayn is from the middle of the throat. Antabatari, this is going to be ikhfa. So we are going to hide this within the makhraj of the ta. Tabatari, ba has qalqala. Give it that bounce. Ri, ghain is permanently heavy sound. Tabatariya, nafaqan, qaf is going to be heavy. And then here we are going to make this ikhfa. Nafaqan fi, merge these together. Or actually hide these together because this is going to be ikhfa. Fil ardi, lam is going to have tawassut, ra is going to have tawassut, and ra is also heavy. Dad is heavy in this case as well. Fil ardi, aw sullaman, here this is going to be ikhfa, sullaman fi, so hide this together with the makhraj of the fa. Fis sama'i, sin is going to have safir. Mim is going to be a four count mad. We see that this is a mad wajib muttasil because the hamza and the mad are within that same word. Fata'tiyahum, this is going to be jahar on the hamza. Give it a little bit of that jerking sound. Fata'tiyahum. Make sure that you abruptly stop that sound because it does have jahar. Fata'tiyahum bi-ayah, because I am stopping here, I am going to turn this into a ha sound. If you are continuing, you can turn this into a tanween, bi-ayatin walaw. But because I have stopped, this is going to become a ha with a sukun. Bi-ayah. Make sure that again you give it some hum so that it is very audible. Walaw, this is madlin. Sha'Allah, this is a four count mad wajib muttasil. Hamza and mad are within that same word. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. Lajama'ahum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Mim has tawassut. Ala, ayn from the middle of the throat. Alal, lam is going to have tawassut. So connect these two. Alal huda, this is going to be a two count mad. Fala, this is a two count mad. Taku, two count mad. Nanna minal jahilin, lam is going to have tawassut. Ja is going to be a two count sound. And then jahilin, this is going to be a four count mad. Arid lissukun. Innama, noon is going to have shadda, so do give it proper ghunna, spend a bit of time. Innama, this is a two count mad. Yes, seen is going to have safir. Yes, the ji, this is a two count mad. Yastajibul ladina. And then the, this is going to be a two count mad. Yasma'un, sin is going to have safir. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then here, this is going to be a four count. Mad'arid lissukun. Wal mawta, lam is going to have tawassut. Maw, this is going to be madlin. Ta, this is going to be a two count mad. Yaba'athuhum, ba is going to have qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, so it does have that bounce. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Yaba'athuhumullah, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. Thumma, mim has a shadda, so this is going to have a bit more ghunna. Make sure that you bring this up into the nose and spend a little bit of time reciting this. Thumma, ilayhi, lay, this is madlin. Yurja'un, ra is going to be heavy, it also has tawassut. And then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four count, mad'arid lissukun. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 32 to ayah number 36. So we'll stop here and then move on to the next portion of our class. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.